Well, hello, it's Ian McKendrick again, Watercolour Journey. We're here at Patchings Festival still, and I bumped into an absolutely amazing watercolourist, Anne Blockley. Now, Anne, tell us a little more about you, and how did you get involved in art?
Well, I think I was kind of born with a paintbrush in my mouth, really, as it were. And my father was a painter, so I grew up in that kind of environment of that painting was just a part of life. And so obviously that was a huge inspiration to me, and it just naturally evolved into...
So it's something you've done all your life?
I've always done it. I mean, as a little girl,
so
I was
you've
always...
never had a proper job?
I've never had a proper job. Well, no, actually, to be fair, I did do illustration for quite a while, which was sort of, you know, more of a...
Yeah.
Slightly more of a proper job, I suppose. Yeah.
Got bored with that, though, and went out on your own.
Well, it wasn't that I was bored with it, but you were always working to a tight deadline, and you were always being given a tight brief as to what they wanted, and I preferred to just make my own decisions about what I wanted to do, and so I gradually went more towards just doing the painting side of things. And I was very, very lucky, because in the very early days when I was first learning to paint, I got offered the chance to do a book on painting.
Yeah.
And it just carried on from there, you know, doing the books and the painting and all the other related things.
Yeah. So things like Patchings Art Festival, is it your first time here?
No, I've been coming here for years, actually.
Yeah,
I always enjoy it. I mean, it's just sort of a nice informal art festival, you know, very friendly. And
so what sets Patchings apart from other...
Well, to be absolutely honest, I don't do any of the other ones. This is the only one that I really do, because I think there's a strong focus on painting.
Yeah.
And it's just very relaxed and informal, especially when the sun's out, like today.
Yeah.
I'm not standing here in my wellies, like I was once.
And you've got that lovely music. We've got music going on throughout the day as
Yes, I know. It was quite funny, actually, because I was painting poppies in a field, and I've got this very jolly music going on in the background. And I was trying to imagine paint, you know, because I do some landscapes as well, and I was trying to imagine doing, you know, sort of moody North Wales scene with this jolly music going on in the background. It wouldn't have worked quite as well, but
But you're not what I would call a conventional painter by any means, because I came to watch one of your demonstrations yesterday, and I just sat there on the edge of my seat. It was a cliffhanger from start to finish.
Yeah, I mean,
and then it was just a mind-blowing work of art that you came up with at the end. It's like,
well, I don't know about that. But I like taking risks. If it's too predictable, I get bored with it myself. So I think, well, if I'm bored with it, anybody watching or enjoying the painting will also feel the same. So I've got to keep myself excited, and taking lots of risks with the watercolour is a good way of doing that. And, you know, watercolour is a fantastic medium for getting those sort of wonderful things happening with the paint, because you can almost let it paint itself.
Yeah. So, and you've written books on your technique and method as well,
haven't
you?
Yeah, well,
so where can we find out more about those, and what sort of books have you done?
I've done about... I've lost track of how many I've done, actually. I think I've done 8. The last one was called Experimental Flowers in Watercolour, and that was published by Batsford Books. And I've also got one imprint called Watercolour Textures, that's with HarperCollins. And I've actually just handed in another one that's going to be printed next year, but I can't tell you what that's about, or I'd have to kill you if I did.
And the thousands of people that will be listening to this
exactly,
as well. So that's something that we could look out for in the future.
I do articles for the Artist magazine as well, so, you know, usually sort of things are posted on there, but my website has stuff on
so
it.
What's your website?
It's www.anneblockley.com.
Brilliant. And that's B-L-O-C-K-L-E-Y.
And it's Anne without an E.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. To wrap up the interview, what I'd like to do, if I could be so rude, is to wheedle out of you some pearls of wisdom for people who are maybe getting interested in art but haven't yet picked up their pencil or their paintbrush
yet.
Yes, What would you say to them, or what pearl of wisdom could you share to inspire them to get started?
don't be frightened of it. Just enjoy it and have fun.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. We all want to paint a wonderful masterpiece, but if we're so fearful of it, then we're not going to relax and enjoy it and get the result in the end.
Just go for it, basically.
Just go for it.
So for those people who have gone for it and they've already started doing some stuff, is there any pearls of wisdom that you could share that will help people get better at what they're doing, improve what they're doing?
I think you just need to keep doing it, and also not to forget that it isn't just an uphill journey. You go up and down, up and down. Sometimes you make progress, but sometimes you also go back a step.
Yeah.
And just not to be discouraged, to just keep at it, keep practicing. And, you know, you'll get there in the end. And just, as I said before, just to enjoy it.
Just enjoy
it. Try and enjoy it and have some fun.
Enjoy the journey.
Enjoy the journey, exactly.
Brilliant. Oh, that's excellent, Anne. Yeah. Well, thanks very much.
That's all right.
I mean, it's a very valuable time. I mean, you've been absolutely rammed. I've been trying to talk to you the last couple of days, and you've been so busy. I've just been linking you. Must have thought I was stalking you the way I've been linking you around in the shadows.
To be honest.
So I'm really honoured that you've taken the time to share your words of wisdom. So, how can we find out more about you? We need to go to Anne, as AnnBlockley.com.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.